everybody. This is Chuck Whetstone coming to you from Oklahoma City. You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Today is Tuesday, June the 30th, and I'm having a great day. Hey, our podcast today is talking about something. I just thought it was a great idea to talk about this because I never have thought about it before, but have you ever considered there might be a Murphy's Law in the Bible? Well, I don't really think there is, but I just want to go on that analogy today that there's something called Murphy's Law. If you don't know what Murphy's Law is, it is an adage or epigram that is typically stated as anything that can go wrong will go wrong. You know, I've lived that sometimes. But I was wondering, can we find maybe an equivalent of that in the Bible, in one of the Bible stories? So I found this great site on the web that talked about Murphy's Law in ways that I'd never seen before. And if you'll go to my webpage, chucksfavoritethings.com, you can click on that link and go to their webpage, and they give you a full description of Murphy's Law, and they discuss it quite more lengthy than I will today. But I just wanted to go over a little bit of Murphy's Law and what I think about it being in the Bible, because I know it's not, but let's talk about it. You know, if anything will go wrong, it will? Yeah? Okay, let's find out. Murphy's Law says, if anything can go wrong, it will. And then the quantized revision of Murphy's Law, I don't know what that means, but it says, everything goes wrong all at once. Sometime I have seen that. Then there's something called Murphy's Constant. Matter will be damaged in direct proportion to its value. Whoever wrote these, I think they're awesome. And then the Murphy philosophy is, smile. Tomorrow will be worse. Now, I know that, to me, that's comical because we know not everything gets worse the next day, you know, but their thinking is, hey, if it's going bad today, it could get worse tomorrow. I don't live like that myself, but I just think it's interesting to talk this way today. Okay, on some of their conclusions, they had a whole list of conclusions on Murphy's Law, and these are six that I want to include today. Number one, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. They keep restating this law. Number two, if anything can't go wrong, it will anyway. It'll go wrong on its own. Number three, if you perceive that there are four possible ways in which something can go wrong and circumvent these, then a fifth way, unprepared for, will promptly develop. I kind of think of that sometimes when I'm playing guitar. You know, you got one string that won't tune up properly, and then you get it tuned up, and then a little bit later, another string goes out of tune, and you're back to square one again. Number four, if everything seems to be going well, you have obviously overlooked something. Sometimes I'm doing that. I'm thinking, everything's going so smooth right now. What's going to happen wrong at this point? I know that's a dangerous way to look, but sometimes I just think that way. Number five, everything takes longer than you think. Now, to me, I think that is a true statement if I've ever heard it, especially if I'm going to be repairing a washer or dryer or a toilet, like I need to go do, fix that tonight. You know, if I think it's going to take 30 minutes, it's going to probably take me 2 hours. It's just the way things are with me, guys. Something that could take somebody else 20 minutes, it's going to take me an hour. It's maybe because my skills are not gifted in that way. You know, I could play the piano well, I can sing, I can play the guitar, but I can't do some of these, you know, maintenance and construction, things like that. But I found that to be true. Everything takes longer than you think. And number six, nature always sides with the hidden flaw. Now, isn't that a kick in the pants? So, I wrote this statement down. Think you have it bad? You know, most of us have it pretty good. But sometimes we think we are the worst case, or we've never been given the right opportunities, or Murphy Law applies to me more than anybody else. I have even felt sorry for myself, guys, because of hard times or tough times in my life. But at other times, when I read about the person who lost a foot to a shark, or their arm, you know, that surfer girl that lost her arm, or hear about the houses that were destroyed by a storm here in Moore, Oklahoma, I consider myself fortunate and blessed. I remember one time, I was not planning on sharing this, and maybe I have already, I can't remember. But there was one time in our life, that in 1 month of May, it seemed like everything went wrong, you know, and I might have discussed this on another podcast. Forgive me if I have, but it's relevant to this point here. It seemed like everything was going to go wrong. Yeah, in fact, I think I might have mentioned this, that we blew a head gasket on our Oldsmobile car that we had, and then our dog died. We had sewer problems that month. You know, my parents came to visit. I think my daughter crashed into my car, and I had my fingers crushed in the door. You know, it was temporary. It didn't hurt too bad, but it did for a while. But it seemed like everything went wrong. I vividly remember being out on this late night after coming in from practice or whatever from church, and my wife said, the toilet is overflowing. Get out there and do something. So I was out there in the septic field with a garden hose trying to siphon out some water out of this septic line so that the toilet would flush normally. And I just had trouble after trouble after trouble, and I just don't want to live through that again. So you think you have it bad? You know, look in the Bible. The Apostle Paul, he is a great character, but he had some bad times. So I wrote this about Murphy's Law in the Bible. I know you can't equate Murphy with God's will or God's providence. Murphy is almost like fate. What will be, will be. But the Apostle Paul had a good life until he embraced Jesus Christ. You know, he was a good Jewish boy. He went to the right schools. He probably had a, you know, good family, maybe had some money, I don't know. But when he encountered Christ on the Damascus Road, his life changed. And he became not a persecutor of Christians, but a follower of the Christ. And his whole world went upside down because the Jewish people did not like him at that point. I mean, he was also a freeborn Roman citizen. I think he was probably a man of status because of where he went to school, how he went to school. And so instead of being, a Jewish bounty hunter, he now became hunted himself for doing the work of God. After he chose to be a follower of Christ, it looks like everything went wrong. From his own writings, we can read that he had it rough, being beaten, stoned. He was in shipwrecks. You know, it's quite a story about Apostle Paul. But his hope in Christ kept him going, despite his friends who may have said that it was Murphy's Law. Yeah, you know, I can see Apostle Paul coming into Philippi, and they're hearing his stories about the shipwrecks and being beaten and stoned and left for dead. And I'm sure his friend said, oh my goodness, Murphy's Law is in place. You know, can it get any worse in Paul's life? Paul considered it a privilege to suffer for God, to suffer for Jesus. And so in the book of Corinthians, when he wrote this letter to the Corinthian church, he mentioned this in his writings. Let me read that to you. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, that means he was beaten, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft, of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Now back then they had a law that the Jewish people could beat you with the cat of nine tails, but they could beat you 39 times, but if they beat you 40 times and you lived, then that person had the right to beat you. So they would always stop one short so that they wouldn't receive the penalty themselves. So he said, how many times? 5 times he received 40 stripes minus one. 5 times, folks, he was beaten with a terrible instrument of torture. Then he says, 3 times I was beaten with rods. Okay, so there is a difference. He was beaten with a cat of nine tails 5 times, and then 3 times beaten with rods. He says, once I was stoned, 3 times I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I was in the water, in the ocean, in journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen. He said everybody was against him. He said, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness. This guy had trouble everywhere he went. In perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. He's saying that his life is pretty much a wreck, okay? He's been beaten, he's left for dead, He can't get any peace in the wilderness. He can't get any peace in the ocean, in the city, in the country. He's got these false brethren accusing him, preaching the wrong stuff. He said he's tired, he's weary, he's in pain. Watchings, you know, that means he's staying up all night, probably staying up all night to protect himself and his friends. He says, in hunger and thirst. Yeah, he was hungry and thirsty. He went without food. He suffered. He had to fast because there was no food. He was cold and naked. And then upon all that, he said he had the care of the churches upon him. He was really concerned about the care of the church. So is Murphy's Law in the Bible? You know, I just said that because I know it's not. But remember what Murphy's Law says. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Now, to a Christian, we consider suffering for Jesus a privilege. It's part of the journey. We don't mind going to suffer for him because he suffered for us. It's part of it. And so the Apostle Paul was not saying, well, I'm going to blame this on Murphy. I'm going to blame this on the devil. I'm going to blame this on the bad food down at the restaurant. No, no, no. He's saying, I'm suffering. I'm going through all of this for the sake of the gospel and also for the sake of the churches that I care for. So this is Chuck Whetstone. I hope you liked my little slant on Murphy's Law. Is it in the Bible? Well, I don't really think so. But is it a good something to talk about? I think so. It's a lot of fun. But remember Apostle Paul, when you have troubles of your own, when things go bad to you this week or at your home or office or whatever, think about the Apostle Paul and what he's gone through to share the gospel to the whole world. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. I appreciate you going to iTunes and subscribing to my podcast. Give me a good 5-star rating there if you can. And also, our podcast is brought to you today by StartCashback.com. StartCashback.com. You can go there, join for free, start getting cash back on your purchases at your favorite retail stores tonight. Do it right now. Go to StartCashback.com. Okay, Chuck Whetstone signing off. I'm going to let you go now, and tomorrow I'll be back with another podcast. Tomorrow's podcast is called Running on Empty. All right, Chuck Whetstone. Bye-bye.